Jared, how do you feel about that? I mean, ultimately, don't you think, just like with Steve Young with the 6 touchdown passes, that cemented his place in history?
Yeah, I agree with what Josh said. You know, definitely a Super Bowl. I mean, you can't top that unless you get another one and another one, okay? But I think when you talk about defining moments, you talk about that thing that everybody will never forget. And, hey, if they win the Super Bowl, yeah, it's going to be a crowning moment for his career, and it's going to cement that part of it. But who knows how that's going to happen? What if they win on a fumble recovery by Bob Sanders, or what if, you know, they get a shot? You know, there's a lot of ways that can happen. So when you talk about defining moment, it's like, okay, 2:17 left on the clock. Peyton Manning's on the sideline praying, okay, before he goes out for that last drive, and then he gets it done. I mean, when you think about John Elway and you say, what's the defining moment, I don't know if you think of it as much as those Super Bowls as you do the drive. When you think about Adam Vinatieri, I don't know if you think of it as those kicks, which were also ultimately, you know, ultra important in the Super Bowls, as you do that kick in the snow. So defining moment, you know, career highlight, snapshot, I think it's going to be tough for Peyton Manning to top what happened in the AFC Championship game to get to the Super Bowl, okay? Now, I'm not saying it won't be top because, hey, they may be down with a minute to go against the Bears and they'll have to do it again. But, you know, when you think of Joe Montana, snapshot, what is it? It's that drive against the Cowboys and the catch, okay? That's when you say defining moment. Yeah, when you say defining moment, a lot of times it might not be the biggest moment or even the most important moment in the grand scheme, but it might be the one that you'll never forget. And when you say Joe Montana, Dwight Clark, you think it's a championship game. That wasn't a Super Bowl, okay?
Adam, you know what? Let me just say this. When you have those moments, I remember kicking the game-winning field goal the last second of my high school career, and as crazy as it sounds, I think that prepared me for later things. And on a much bigger scale, of course, you know, I didn't give up and I ended up making it. Then you look at Montana and having that drive against the Cowboys, signaling a new era where the Cowboys are really on the downslide, and Joe Montana's confidence soared from that point. And my point here,
it propelled them.
It helps.
Super Bowls. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think Manning's going to have a level of confidence now and a focus that was not allowed him before, and I think for that reason he's going to play even better.
Yeah. I think he's going to have a big game, no question. And, you know, it's a shame that Rex Grossman has to he makes it to the Super Bowl now. With all the problems that Rex Grossman's had, he's got to look on the other side, and the comparison is Peyton Manning. I mean, it's like the textbook quarterback against the guy who still needs to, you know, to learn a few things. But I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl, and I wouldn't say that Indianapolis has, you know, I mean, they could go in, and like you said, Steve Young threw those 6 touchdown passes. They could do that, but I think the Bears' defense is going to have a lot to prove, you know, in its own right. And so it might be a tighter game than some people think.